DCI Tom Chisholm from West Midlands Police.
Just first off, to get your reaction to the sentence today, 22 years in prison.
Yeah, I think the sentence is reflective of the seriousness of his offending, but it also deals with the massive breach of trust that Mr. Richards, you know, has committed over many years through his offending as a police officer.
And how does that breach of trust, that misconduct, you know, make you feel? Because not only did he gain access to his victims because of his position, but he also stopped them from reporting by using his position as a police officer, saying, "Who will believe you over me?"
Yeah, I mean, it's a really sad day for me, because although he's got a significant sentence, clearly as a police officer, I dedicate my most of my adult life to protecting people, particularly vulnerable people in the community. And to find actually, you know, somebody who I'd work with is actually abusing people and using that position to do that, it's really sickening and very sad. Not just for myself, I'm sure, but, you know, the vast majority of police officers out there who work really hard and protect vulnerable people.
And we heard that the genesis of this case is those 35 names that were found on a computer now, and those people wouldn't have come forward if the police hadn't approached them first. So no doubt there are more victims out there potentially.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a list on the computer clearly that made us realise this is a lot larger than just one complaint. And we have to remember this started effectively one complaint in 2014. We then had a lot of other information from diaries. So the actual investigation itself was fairly complex, where we were trying to match names to diary entries, to his access to swimming baths and all of the details that had come out during the court. Ultimately, you know, we managed to identify the majority of people off that list, many of whom didn't know each other. We mustn't forget that. This is over many generations of offending. And we've effectively cold-called them, which has been really traumatic for them. So I'd really have to thank them for turning up and giving evidence.
And why has it taken so long for this man to be jailed?
Well, he came to notice previously twice. There's no secret he was interviewed in 2000 for an allegation and again in 2004. On both those occasions, it was felt there wasn't enough evidence to take the matter forward. Clearly, you know, in 2014, there was another complaint when actually, you know, the investigators, and I was fortunate enough to be supported by a really excellent team of investigators, found that evidence. What we have managed to do is actually go back and re-examine those cases in 2000 and 2004, and he has been charged and convicted on both of those matters now. So it was a long time coming, but, you know, we're really grateful that we managed to achieve some sort of closure for those victims.
And those two internal investigations you talk about there, you know, how do you view them? How big is the failure on the police's part to not stop his offending earlier? Because obviously after that point, up until 2013, he carried on offending. Those victims potentially could have not been victims.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's really difficult. I think once we realised that there were missed opportunities, the first thing we did was notify our professional standards department, and it's been referred automatically to the Independent Police Complaints Commission. So hopefully, you know, we need to learn from this, really. We are already looking at actually our own processes to how can we stop this happening again. We clearly don't want anything like this to ever happen again. And we need to repair the damage that Mr. Richards has caused to the trust, really, that people have. We mustn't forget that the vast majority of police officers work really hard. They absolutely deserve that trust, and they're out there every day to protect vulnerable people. He's clearly let a lot of people down.
Was it at the root of the internal investigations, just not enough evidence? Was that what it boiled down to, or...?
Yeah, effectively, I think. I mean, clearly that'll be subject to comment from the IPCC once they've actually viewed the whole circumstances around those investigations and what was done at the time. I think it's a culmination of that, definitely. Maybe there wasn't enough evidence at the time. But also, I think culturally we've moved on. So actually, there's police officers and investigators. We're getting better now at investigating sexual abuse, particularly non-recent abuse, because we have dedicated teams, whereas previously we might not have had that expertise.
And you said the IPCC is investigating this. When might they conclude, and what could be the outcomes and ramifications of that?
Hopefully there'll be a lot of learning coming from it. I know from the IPCC they will look really thoroughly at every aspect of the investigation, so I wouldn't like to sort of say when they will come back with an answer for us. We're here ready and willing to listen and learn and move on from this. And clearly, internally, we're actually looking at our own processes as well to see, you know, we don't want this to happen again, so if there's anything we can do to stop it, we will.